Thanks for listening to WVFV Radio. We'll be right back after your Roanoke Rapids area news update from rrspin.com.
A lawsuit filed by a former police chief against the city of Roanoke Rapids and city manager Kelly Trainum was voluntarily dismissed with prejudice on Wednesday. Bobby Martin's claim against a consulting group are still alive. Philip A. Collins of Bailey and Dixon LLP, who represent the former chief, said the complaint against Richardson and Davis defendants' consultants will be dismissed once settlement documents are finalized. Martin, who was fired from his job as chief in 2023, claimed in the complaint that his termination by Trainum was malicious and corrupt. The U.S. Attorney's Office said a motion filed Wednesday that it requests a 30-day extension to file a response to Omar Daquan Ponton's request to withdraw his guilty plea for distribution of fentanyl. We're told that the district judge signed an order granting the government's motion on Thursday. The motion also requests that Ponton's sentence hearing, scheduled for June 18th, be continued until the court's July term. ECU Health Medical Center expanding its graduate medical education rural residency tracks in internal medicine, general surgery, obstetrics, gynecology, and pediatrics, supported by funding from the University of North Carolina system. You can read more on RRSpin.
Thanks for listening to your Roanoke Rapids news update provided by Lance Martin, editor at rrspin.com. For more updates, go to rrspin.com.